All right, so we'll say good evening. So we're going to begin tonight Simin Yadalid, which is the halachos of Suki de Zimra. So the kids writes the following. He says, Min Hodu ad la'achar hashira, heima psugi de zimra. So from Hodu until the end of Az Yashir, this is the part of Tfila known as psugi de zimra. Ubarach sha'amar, hui bracha shalifnehem. So Barach sha'amar is considered to be the opening bracha of psugi de zimra. The yishtabach, hui bracha shalachareim. And yishtabach is considered to be the concluding bracha. So again, you have Barach sha'amar and yishtabach as the bookends of the Psukei de Zimra experience. Therefore, the Kitzur writes, Mishehischil Baruch Sha'amar ad la'achar gemar ha'tfila. So therefore, the Kitzur paskins that from the time you say Baruch Sha'amar until the end of davening, asr la'hafsik bedibor. One is not permitted to speak. Now, so where do we just jump from Psukei de Zimra to the end of davening? So Psukei de Zimra to Yishtabach, we understand that's a unit. You can't interrupt a unit. Once you finish Yishtabach, you go into Baruch Hu, which are the brachos of Kriyashma. Can't interrupt Kriyashma. Brachos Kriyashma. You get to Shema, then ultimately, again, you can't interrupt Shema. You get to Shemona Esrei, and of course, there's no interruption in the Shemona Esrei. So effectively, once one begins Baruch Sha'amar, one is not permitted to talk until the conclusion of Shemona Esrei. He goes on, he says, V'chim b'chol makum sha'asra l'hafsik, asra afilu b'lashna kodesh. So even when, and again, any time that you are not permitted to interrupt, it doesn't make a difference whether you're speaking in English or Hebrew or any other language. Even if one is speaking Lashon HaKodesh, one still can't interrupt. Now, the reason the Kitzur is bringing this down is because we will see certain exceptions to this rule where one is permitted to interrupt in the midst of Psukei de Zimra. And there's a concept that when possible, if possible to interrupt with Lashon HaKodesh speaking Hebrew, as opposed to going in and speaking another language, that is preferable. But we'll get to that. So then the Kitzur goes on, which we'll save it for tomorrow evening, that there are certain circumstances that one is permitted to go ahead and interrupt, namely for a Dvar Mitzvah. For Mitzvah purposes, we'll define the scope of that. What I want to just conclude with is that the Piskei Tshuvos brings us something very interesting. He says, V'nechleku b'nei Ashkenaz u'Sfarad le'inyon psukei hodu, im la'omram kodem baruch sha'amar, ola achrav. So we know again that if you daven Ashkenaz or you daven either Sfarad or Nusach Sfarad, so the arrangement of psukei de Zimra is somewhat different. So Nusach Ashkenaz, you begin with baruch sha'amar, you go to psukei de Zimra, you go to Yishtabach. In Sfarad and Nusach Sfarad, ultimately, you begin with Hodu, right? And then, again, you say part of Hodu, part of Psukei de Zimra, then Baruch Sha'amar. So the Kitzur, obviously, is aligning himself with Ashkenazic practice and tradition. So therefore, he's saying, once you begin Baruch Sha'amar, you can't go ahead and interrupt until the conclusion of davening. What happens if I don't daven Nusach Ashkenaz, I daven Nusach Sfarad? So I'm saying Hodu before I go ahead and say Baruch Sha'amar. What's the status of Hodu? So the Piskei Tshuva writes, V'api Arizal Nogim K'Nusach Sfarad, La'amram Kodim Baruch Sha'amar, V'nara Nara Pashtei. So first of all, this Ketshuvos writes, you can do whatever you want, right? They're both correct. Whether you say Baruch Sha'amar first, or you say Hodu first, it's fine. However, he writes over here, there's just a side point, Ach Shliach Tzibor Lo Yishanem Minag HaMakom. Now, this is very important. We'll discuss this in later Simonim. If you are the Shliach Tzibor, you are bound by the Minag HaMakom. Meaning, let's say I daven Nosach Sfarad. But again, I'm davening for the Amar and Shul that daven Nosach Ashkenaz. I am bound, even in my own personal tefillos, to go ahead and daven like the Minag HaMakom. But look what the Piskei Tshuva says. Amnam, afilu lenoagim k'nusach Sfarad, even those who daven like Nusach Sfarad. So they're saying Hodu before they say Baruch Sha'amar. Nevertheless, yesh ladas ki mizmorim elu em chelak nepsukei dezimra, v'yesh limana bahem misicha shelo letzorech. However, again, the Piskei Tshuvos writes that even if you daven Nusach Sfarad, and therefore you're saying Hodu before Baruch Sha'amar, still Hodu is part of Psukei de Zimra, and there's a concept of not interrupting Psukei de Zimra. So for Bnei Ashkenaz, it's even stronger, because we've started an opening bracha, and Kishtabach is the concluding bracha. We should not interrupt in between the two bookend brachos. But even for Bnei Nusach Sfarad, Bnei Sfarad, who might be saying Psukei de Zimra, might be saying Hodu before Baruch Sha'amar, because that Hodu is part of Psukei de Zimra as well, even though one has not yet said the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, one should still abstain from any type of extraneous or unnecessary interruptions. Rabbi Chananya ben Achash Omer, Reshlish Baruch Hu Zakos, Yisrael Ficha, Chibar Alam Timitzah Shneamar, Adnech Vitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Adir.